Doug, this was dictating on Virginia Olson. That is Olson, Olson, Virginia. Virginia. Virginia Olson. Date of birth is 8/25/55. Date of visit is 9/26/23. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of COPD. And rheumatoid arthritis. Next paragraph, experience illness. This is a 67-year-old overweight female with a past history of rheumatoid arthritis and chronic back pain, also has a history of COPD and history for history of rheumatoid arthritis, as well as chronic knee and back pain. The patient is on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, and states that she did also have an MI in 2012. She has trouble ambulating, and also has leg edema and has been on diuretic therapy. The patient has history for obstructive sleep apnea, but not using her CPAP. She complains of intermittent chest pains and has radiculopathy with lumbar disc disease. And there is a history for palpitations. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for tonsillectomy at a young age, appendectomy at age 14, and exploratory laparotomy with lysis of adhesions at age 21. She also has had 3 knee surgeries and has chronic knee pains. She also had a shoulder surgery on the left. And there is a history of hypertension for more than 20 years and has a hypothyroidism. The patient had coronary artery disease with coronary angiography and stenting. and those previous history for pneumonia. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for about 15 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, allergies to E-mycin, vibromycin, penicillin, lavaquin, Lyrica, and statins. Next paragraph, family history. Father had of heart disease. Mother also had cancer and heart disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, denies nausea or diarrhea. She has back pain, joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness of the extremities, and memory loss. She has urinary frequency and flank pain. Also has nasal congestion. And has had fatigue and weight gain. And she has hay fever and asthma. Next, paragraph, medalist included Plavix, certified milligram, Staley, Albuterol, inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPR, and Synthroid, 50 micrograms a day, Xanaflex, 4 milligrams, TID, Lasix, 20 milligrams, Staley, oxygen at 2 liters, continuous. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This very obese elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. And blood pressure is 150 over 70. Pulse is 82, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 279, saturation 97, on O2. HEND announced phallic pupils react in equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. And expiratory wheezes, scattered bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is obese, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. And, extremities will 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. And no calf tenderness, mild varicosity is noted. Common signs negative. Neurologically, the patient does move all her extremities well with 1 plus reflexes. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is COPD with asthma and chronic bronchitis. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3 is chronic back pain. Number 4 is rheumatoid arthritis. Number 5 is CHF. And history for coronary artery disease. Number 6 is obesity. And obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a chest CT without contrast and get a complete pulmonary function study. Also advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPR, and a copy of her recent blood work will be requested. She will continue with her other medications as before, and come in for a follow-up visit after her tests are completed. I'll make an addendum at that time. A copy of her sleep study will also be requested to see if she qualifies for a new CPAP machine. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician. David Weinrich, MD.